Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing why do nice guys finish last? So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back to the podcast. Why do nice guys finish last? So you might be thinking to yourself, this is a very well-known saying, and hence there must be some truth to it. And indeed there is. However, it is probably not connected to exactly what you're expecting. There is nothing wrong with nice guy traits. There is nothing wrong with being respectful, kind, and polite. These are the type of traits which will actually help you maintain a relationship if you was able to get into one, because ultimately people need to be treated nicely, kindly, and with respect. However, the problem is that nice guy traits often go hand in hand with beta male traits. And in the respect of men attracting women, this is a no-no. You do not want to behave like a beta male. Now, we need to speak briefly about sexual polarity. I've mentioned this in other podcasts, and I go in depth in it in a book that I've written, which is specifically designed to try and help men learn how to attract women. So I'm just going to go over it very briefly here, but sexual polarity is about opposite sides of behavior and traits, and in general, the kind of yin and yang attracting each other. So masculinity attracts femininity, and there are different levels, different strands to this, and wherever you're on the scale, the opposite side of neutral is what you will be able to attract easiest. So if we was to generalize, because everybody is different, but we're going to generalize here, most women are in their feminine and they are very kind of high in their feminine values, and hence most women are attracted to men in their high masculine values. So if you are a man who is attracted to feminine women, then you are only going to be able to attract them if you give off masculine traits, if you give off a strong masculine aura, because most women want a man with a strong masculine aura. They want a man who is a leader. They want a man of action. They want someone who lives their own life with passion and drive. And these are all alpha male traits. These are high masculine traits. These are the opposite traits to what you find in a beta male, because a beta male is acting in their feminine. A beta male is a man who has a lot of femininity in their aura, in their traits, in their behavior. And hence, they are not going to attract a woman who is in her feminine to a degree. So what we need to try to separate here is the nice guy and the beta male, because it's an automatic response that nice guy traits go hand in hand with beta male traits. And this is where we need to separate them, because the absolute ideal man in regards to trying to attract most women is a man who is in his alpha but also has nice guy traits. Because if you are excessively in your alpha, if you have kind of a degree of dominance which is far in excess of what is necessary or acceptable, then you are kind of becoming the bad boy. And I've mentioned this in other podcasts, but being a bad boy is kind of the opposite of being a nice guy. Being the bad boy is where you have so many masculine traits that initially you can attract women in general quite easily because you are so alpha, you are so domineering. However, in this instance, you don't have the nice guy traits to even this up. So the bad boy tends to get the girl, although the relationship then becomes destructive and ultimately, in general, ends. So it's the opposite of the nice guy. So the ideal is to blend both together. The ideal is to have the nice guy traits, be kind, be polite, be respectful. But you also then want the alpha traits. You want to be a man of action. You want to be a leader. You want to live your own life. You want to have drive. You want to have passion. You want those traits as well. If you can blend those two things together, then you will become a man who is deemed very attractive by most women. But it's hard to do. You know, it's easier to say than to do, because it goes hand in hand. If you are a nice guy, then becoming a beta male and becoming feminine in your behavior is just a natural progression. And so you have to make a concerted effort to blend these two different types of behaviors together. So I hope this is becoming clear, because it's not the easiest subject to understand. But once you start to get it, then everything makes more sense about why nice guys do tend to finish last. It's not just in relationships, it can be in business as well. It can be the nice guy can be walked over completely because they've got the respect, but they haven't got the determination and the drive to push forward. And you will see it in all aspects. But what we often see is nice guys being forced to drop their nice behavior, which is silly, really, because people want to be nice. If you're a man and you are trying to attract a woman, don't be fooled into thinking that a woman doesn't want a nice man. A woman wants a man who is respectful, who is polite, who is kind. She is not going to want a man who isn't those things, because that would just be ridiculous. Why would she want to be with somebody who is horrible, who is untrustworthy, who is a loose cannon? They are not attractive traits. But the problem is that you also need to maintain that alpha quality. And often the alpha qualities go hand in hand, if they get to excess, with bad boy qualities. And that is why bad boys often get the girl initially, but ultimately it will kind of explode, because bad boys are just unable to maintain the relationships, because once the girl finds out deep down what they're like, then all of a sudden it's not an attractive proposition. But initially they showcase the alpha qualities, which are very, very attractive. And this is what the nice guy needs to learn from. The nice guy needs to keep their genuine core, but just add some alpha traits. And if you want more information on this, I do suggest you check out my book that's on my website, dateme.tips. It talks about sexual polarity, and it is specifically written in a way to help men learn how to attract women. Additionally, I do provide email coaching on this subject, and again, details are on my website, dateme.tips. So please get in touch if you want email coaching as well. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I will drop another podcast soon.